Good morning, Phil Moss. A big game in the EPL this morning. Everton and Man City. And Everton have just missed a shot on goal, but it's still nil all after 29 minutes. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Loz. Okay. Yeah, look, it is a big game. And it's the start. Well, not the start. The month has kicked off for Manchester City, but it is a massive, massive month nonetheless. They've got six games in 22 days, starting with this morning's one. And that includes an EFL Cup final against Chelsea and also the first leg of the Champions League last 16 against Schalke and a FA Cup fifth round tie. So the point there is that they're still in so many competitions. February is a packed month for them. They've got plenty of depth, as we know. They could fill almost two title-winning teams amongst the squad that they've got. But nonetheless, Pep Guardiola has come out and said that it could well be a defining month. And Loz, just talking about what we were talking the other morning, he came out and said, I have a feeling when I put on the pressure on my players, they react good. So I think that explains his quote the other morning about all the pressure's on them, not Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah. I swear I saw him say, I'd much rather be where we are than they are at this particular moment. In saying all of that, something I was unaware of, Mossy, and I'm sure you were and you can explain, is there been a school of thought from Everton supporters, or some Everton supporters, that they'd rather lose to Manchester City because that means Liverpool wouldn't be leading the EPL competition. So Evertonians hate Liverpool, Liverpudlians, that much that some of them would like to lose to Man City so Man City could then jump Liverpool. That's the level of feeling, is it, between Liverpool and Everton?
Well, it's quite ironic that you say that. I ran into an Everton fan the other day down at Woolworths in DY, and he was saying exactly the same thing to me.
Really?
And it is. I mean, I don't think we can quite appreciate it over here if you haven't been over to England and Europe and South America as well. You know, the level of feeling between teams, supporters of teams, and particularly, you know, your Liverpools and your Evertons, your Manchester Uniteds, your Manchester Cities, and the London clubs as well, it's quite unbelievable. It really is a religion.
Yeah, so Everton supporters support Everton, and then anybody playing Liverpool. That's how it goes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I guess we've got that in rugby league, and I guess we've got that in AFL as well, haven't we? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah.
Well, it's like everyone, you know, they support their team and anyone who's playing against the Seagulls, unless you're a Seagulls supporter.
Although we feel sorry for them now, that's the only problem. How times it?
Desi's back, mate. Desi's back, so we're back.
Yeah. How times have changed. We've also got FA Cup underway. West Bromwich Albion 0-0 with Brighton and Hove Albion there in the FA Cup. But only 11 minutes gone there, Mossy.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously from a Socceroos supporter's point of view, you'd like to see Brighton and Hove Albion get up there with Matty Ryan. It's that time of the year now where the Christmas New Year period's over and all the cup competitions start to reach their pointy end.
Do you know, I think he might have been rested for today's game, Matty Ryan.
Yeah, he may well be.
Yeah, because the FA Cup's not quite, well, it's not the Premier League, is it? So, at this stage, Matty Ryan's sort of having the night off.
A midweek rest. They've got David Button in goals this morning and Matty Ryan, obviously, he's just come back from the Asian Cup too, so he's had a very hectic schedule.
Ryan Grant commits himself to Sydney FC for another 3 years.
Incredible, Loz. He's only 27 and he's already chalked up 10 years in the first team and he's got another three and then he reckons he might get another two after that, which would take the 15 years at the one club and no doubt would break Terry McFlynn and Alex Brosk's record for most games for the club. And just an incredible clubman. Takes an interest in every single player that plays at the club right the way from the juniors up through to the first team and a wonderful signing for Sydney FC to get.
And there's some big names that'll start this weekend in the A-League too. McLaren the Gooch.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of your man Gucci.
Yeah.
Will probably start for or at least debut for Sydney FC, whether it's from the start or off the bench against Brisbane up there at Suncorp tomorrow night. But it's kind of given the league a little bit of an injection of freshness because if you look at Gucci, everyone's excited about that. Jamie McLaren signed for Melbourne City. He'll start this weekend. And it looks as though Casque Honda will make his long-awaited comeback for Melbourne Victory in that blockbuster on Sunday against Perth Glory, top-of-the-table clash. in Melbourne. So it's just given a little bit of injection. But there's also a few other signings that I'm not really agreeing with, and that's Shea Harrison, 21-year-old Spurs striker who's signed for Melbourne City, and there's two youngsters from Sheffield United who have signed for the Mariners. And I just think it takes the spots away from three Australian youngsters who should be thrown into those positions and developed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Honda's overcome that injury?
Yeah, it looks like it. It was a bit of a mystery injury, that one, TK, and even Kevin Muscat, when he explained it publicly, it's still as clear as mud. But, yeah, look, who cares? As long as he's back on the pitch, because he's good for Melbourne Victory and he's great for the A-League. And we need the top players playing week in, week out.
What's the latest with the Matildas coaching job, mate? And Alan Stajic, how's that all bubbling along behind
it? Alan, we got. When's Maddie back on with the news?
Yeah.
But look, FFA are saying that they'll have an announcement in 2 weeks, which has been pushed out 2 weeks longer than what they originally said. But look, Stag still hasn't come to a final arrangement with FFA, even though he's not in the job anymore. But that's still bubbling away behind the scenes. But look, I just hope we. You know, the Stajic thing aside, I just hope we get the right person to take the Matildas into this World Cup, because, as we've said, they were headed in as contenders, and we need to make sure someone comes in and can carry on the great work that Alan Stajic was doing. If you go for a foreigner who doesn't understand our culture, that's fraught with danger.
A-League tonight, mate. Newcastle Jets, $1.90 at tab.com.au. Wellington, $3.75. Who wins?
Look, it's a tough one because there is a big question mark over Dimi Petrados, the playmaker for Newcastle. He's been struggling with an injury this week in training. If he plays, I would tip Newcastle confidently. But Wellington have been good on the road this season, and apart from their last up loss away to Perth, they've been very impressive. Got two draws away to Melbourne Victory in Melbourne. But look, I'll tip Newcastle in what should be a cracker game, because Newcastle really need to win this to come within 5 points of Wellington in sixth spot. So it really is a grand final for them.
And just repeating that scoreline too, what have we got? 36 minutes gone in the EPL game. Everton 0, Manchester City 0 currently. Thanks, Mossy.
No problem. Don't forget I tipped 3-0 for that one, Manchester City this morning. So come on, City.
Plenty of time left. And Loz,
Everton have had some chances too in this game.
It's not like I haven't made any faux pas myself, okay? But apparently, according to our listeners, and I missed it, you said, hey, Loz, obviously a slip of the tongue, but you just said, you've got to take your hand off to Newcastle.
Yeah. I apologise if I said that.
What does that mean, says the Port Macquarie Pool?
I think I was supposed to say take your hat off to Newcastle. So obviously it was a slip of the tongue if I said that.
They don't miss, do they? There's another one.
No.
Here's another one.
Early in the morning.
Loz! Take your hand off it. What were you talking about? No, we were talking about you got to take your hat off. You got to take your hat off to Newcastle and
take your hand off it.
I'm sure you meant hat. 7:22.
Hand.